America Weekend.
What about a talk show host? I think I'd be good at that. I talk to people all the time. How do you get that, though? Where do you start?
Well, that's where it gets tricky.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
You know, as I picked this next story, I started thinking how this whole relationship here developed. There was never an interview.
No.
It started with, I need a promo voice for this show.
I know.
I need an entertainment reporter for my show.
Well, you asked me, you were like, have you ever thought about doing entertainment reports? And
right.
I said no. And I was actually extremely hesitant because I had never written news. I had never read news before.
Scared.
And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be good at this. I don't know if I want to do
this.
And
you're like, if there's anything wrong, just don't be afraid to tell me. No, I won't be afraid. And it worked out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one day, boom, she's the co-host. The next day, boom, her name's on the show.
Oh.
And all these plans are made and all this.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be, but there was never an interview. And I kind of feel bad now because that could have been so much fun on so many different levels.
Whatever.
Could have sat down. I could have sat like behind a big desk, but too late. But what questions should someone not ask during a job interview? It's a big deal.
Yeah.
You comb through and you fight through all these people on monster.com and you get through and boom, they call you in for the interview.
Uh-huh.
So you're ready to go.
Yeah.
So the cheatsheet.com has come up with some questions. This according to experts, of course, things you should never ask during a job interview. The first one, do I have to take a drug test?
I don't think you should ask that question at all.
Hey, how about that? Dude, do I have to take a drug test, man? See, that's just not a good
idea. You just failed.
See, that's it.
Wow. Well, I mean, a lot of places do drug testing, and there are a lot of construction jobs that do randoms, you know, that...
Of course.
You know,
because they have to.
Because you're in a life-threatening situation already. Why be impaired while you're...
Can't drop a beam on somebody's
working
head.
Working with the welder.
Yes.
You know,
the welder can't feel kind of toasty on a Monday morning.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But you shouldn't ask that, because if that just comes up in the conversation, if I am the employer, I'm thinking, wait a minute, what is this person trying to hide? Why would they be asking that?
If you have a desk job, though, let's say you do recreational activities at home.
Recreational.
Let's just say.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're not talking about playing Parcheesi.
No. Let's just say that you do that at your home, but
yes.
You never do that at work.
No. Never. Everybody understands. It's
like you do it at home. You're obviously not doing it at work, but because you do that stuff at home, they don't want you.
I guess not. And that's a good point. Where is the line? Where does work stop and your private life begin? What does an employer need to, or what can they ask about your personal life that they would consider fair game?
I'm playing devil's advocate here, Ed. Let's say you have a prescription for painkillers because
exactly.
You have a bad back or whatever
okay.
It is. And then they drug test you at work and you test positive for that for that drug. You have a prescription for it. Are they still going to fire you?
No, well, they can't. Because I would have a lawyer on the phone so fast, and I'd have them call my doctor.
Mm.
Hey, I prescribed Percocet because Mr. Kalenge's back is bad.
I mean, I don't think that's the drugs they're talking about here.
No,
but
it's
I was
not.
just throwing an example out there.
But Mr. Kalenge was eating 16 Percocet at the beginning of his shift. Why was that? It would make for a fun show.
Oh my goodness!
But maybe it's the way you ask it too. If it's just like, you know, all right, okay, I see. So salary. Look, is there a drug test before I begin? See, that's one way. If you're like, do I have to take a drug test before I start working here?
Or
a
better way to ask it without making yourself look suspicious. You could just ask the question assuming that you have to. When's a drug test?
Oh, there's no drug test? Oh, okay, no problems.
You see, you gotta be smart.
But then don't go like, whoosh, like after that. Like,
oh, thank okay,
God.
Thank God.
Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. I got by. Yes. See?
Oh, my goodness.
How about this one? Again, these are questions you should not ask during a job interview. So how do I do?
Oh.
That's so
I'd
immature
be like,
and
bad.
Weird.
Leave.
Was I good? Did I seem nervous? Because, you know, I was really nervous in the elevator. And then when I was sitting to come in, but you seem like a nice guy. So how did I do? Because right there, I would just literally just take it and just tear it in half, the resume, and off
That's
they would
hysterical.
Go. That's an awful thing to say to people or to your prospective employer. Here's a good one. When are you going to be calling my references? Here's a weird thing, too, because who do you put down as a reference? That's really, if it's somebody that you're just an acquaintance with and not a really good friend, that's asking somebody to do a whole lot for you.
But here's the thing. Okay, obviously you're not going to put a reference down on your resume that's going to give you a bad write-up.
Of course not.
So why even bother with the references? Because you know they're not going to be like, listen, if you go through the person's work history
yes.
and you call the previous job,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a legitimate reference. But if I'm if I'm doing this and I'm writing down, okay, you're gonna call my best friend because she's not a relative, or you know, obviously that person is not gonna be like, yeah, she sucks.
They know the call is coming and they've already been told what to say and what not to say.
But you shouldn't ask. But I mean, it's weird that to even ask.
It is weird to ask. And here's something even more weird. How about when somebody that you kind of barely know says, I really need to use you as a reference? That happened to me with somebody who was just kind of like a fringe acquaintance.
Yeah, it's awkward.
And it's like, really? They never called, which was good. But I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. You have to be like generic and vague. Oh, he's a hard worker.
This person's a great person.
Always shows up on time.
They would be a fine addition to your organization.
What a smart guy.
Don't ask me more than four questions about this person because I really don't know. But they're a great person. It's awkward.
Yes.
Now, here's one. Again, we go back to the list. I don't understand why this is wrong to ask.
Me either.
What is the salary?
I think
Why are you working there in the first place?
I think that you should know that right off the bat. I don't agree with these job listings that don't say a salary, because what if there's a certain hourly rate and you know that and it's going to be too low? You don't know. You go in, you waste your time, you waste their time. And then it's like, oh, you're going to pay $10.50 an hour, whatever it is, $12 bucks an hour. Oh, well, I can't because that's not enough. Well, then you just wasted my time. You just wasted your time. I could have been interviewing someone who was okay with $12 an hour.
And that person could be off somewhere else interviewing for a job that they're more comfortable with financially.
So this I don't agree with, because that's an important selling point to wanting to have that employment. No?
But you know what would really get me upset? If I ask the question, what is the salary? And this happens all the time, and it's on the applications. What are your salary expectations? That's just as annoying.
$1 billion.
Exactly. I want $100 million a day.
Right.
I want to work 2 minutes a day.
Right.
I want prostitutes at my ready all day long at my desk. This is what I want.
Crazy.
Can you do that? No, thanks. I'm on my way.
Sorry.
Because what? Some moron, all right, I'm just looking to make minimum wage.
No.
Mm. What are you looking to earn? As much as I possibly can.
As much as I can.
I want to screw as much money out of this company as I possibly can.
Is that a good answer, though? What are you looking to make as much as possible?
I've said this in the past. Whatever your budget will bear. That's exactly what I've said.
Yeah.
I've said that many, many times. Mm-hmm. Okay? Maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but I am. This actually happened 2 weeks ago. All right? I had to do a TV documentary narration thing for a pretty big project. What are you looking to make out of this?
Ugh.
Whatever your budget will bear. What does that mean? Well, what do you mean? And it was this song and
like
dance,
that.
And
I
it worked
like
out, and it was an agreement was reached. But I hate the song and dance because it's two people, it's a performer, and it's a producer, and they're trying to screw each other.
Wouldn't you rather just be like, hey, I have this job for you. It's going to pay $250. Do you want to do it?
Right. And I've worked with this person before, and I know how much they're eventually going to ask because I knew the size of the project. So why the song and dance? I don't need the headache, and we still got to a reasonable figure for both of us anyway.
Yeah. Crazy.
Very, very annoying.
Yes.
And then the last one, anything listed in the job description. I don't get this. General career advice says you should ask at least a couple questions during the interview so you show interest.
Okay.
However, that doesn't mean you should ask anything just for the sake of making conversation.
Okay.
If you ask the interviewer something that is already covered in the job description posted, you could be seen as someone who doesn't care enough about the job to read the details. That's ridiculous.
Come on.
You got to sound interested. What, are you going to sit there like a lump and just look there and pick your nails? You have to have conversation. But if the person isn't saying anything to you, that's weird. Because are they not interested? Are they just a weirdo?
And you know what else bothers me about the whole interview process?
What?
There are people out there who don't interview well, but would be a very good addition to your work staff.
Sure.
And they just get nervous and they don't present themselves well in the interview. But someone who's a good actor, who's lying and good at faking, will get the job because they're better in the interview, but then they end up being awful.
Yeah.
As a worker. So, you know, the whole interview process is kind of weird for me. I remember one of my first jobs out of college, a question on the interview process was, what cartoon character would you be and why? And I was just like, what a dumbass question. Like, what the hell does that mean?
So what'd you answer?
I said Smurfette.
Smurfette?
I did. I said Smurfette because she was the only girl in the colony and she was able to handle herself around men.
Very good.
But I was just like,
wow, I'm impressed. You're hired.
Well, thanks.
See, it's like we're having the interview after the fact.
But I feel like they ask really bizarre, stupid questions
because
to try and throw you off. And I'm just like, you know,
and
this
they
isn't
pay
a
some
test. You either want me or you don't.
Right.
You know, like, come on.
And they come up with these ridiculous questions. A lot of them are put together by psychologists.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have to figure out what makes the person work inside.
Right. Come on. Give me a break.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you answer the phone or not?
Do you know that one of the things I actually did, it was some part-time work that I picked up was, and it was for a major corporation, I participated in their interview process. What I had to do was, I was an irate, upset customer.
Oh,
and
boy.
So I was brought in and they had a deal with me. And I had to like really let loose on them, and they were watching through a glass wall, and they were tested on how they would deal with a prospective upset customer.
But you see,
I loved that.
But
job.
Again, that's not real life.
No,
because you know you're being tested, so obviously you're going to put your best foot forward, and you're going to deal with that person as professionally as possible.
Yes.
If you're in a real life situation and some irate customer comes at you,
yes.
you're not going to stay cool, calm, and collected. You're going to give that person an attitude back. Maybe. That's what I would do.
I think it's a good idea. Wow.
Maybe it's good I work on radio.
Maybe it is good. I just feel really bad we never had the interview, and we never will have the interview.
Oh, well.
See, it was weird because we knew each other anyway. We worked with each other. It was just, oh, but I missed out on so much.
Oh, boy.
Damn it.
Well, I'm glad. I'm not good at interviews. So it was all meant to be. It's probably better off.
Wow. But it all worked out.
It did work out.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stolfo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.